Hey guys, so I am so beyond excited today because I get the pleasure of interviewing Kathleen Trotter. So Kathleen Trotter, for those of you who don't know, has been a personal trainer and a fitness expert since 2002 and a fitness writer and media expert since 2008. She's been featured as a personal trainer in the Globe and Mail's Online Fitness Basics weekly web series since 2002. Her videos are regularly included in the Globe's weekly newsletter for subscribers, and Kathleen also writes two columns for the Globe and Mail and blogs regularly for the Huffington Post and Healthy Directions magazine. In addition, she has written for Impact Magazine, Breathe Alive, Canadian Running, Today's Parent, Chatelaine, and Glow. Kathleen also makes regular TV and media appearances on CTV News, CHCH News, Breakfast Television, and CBC. She's been a guest on the radio shows Beyond the Cheers and The John Oakley Show. Since early 2014, she has worked with Sears Canada as their health ambassador, appearing both in TV and print media. And a selection of Kathleen's videos are also available on her YouTube channel. Recently, Kathleen was hired as a nutritional ambassador for a chain of Mexican restaurants called Quesada, for whom she advocates healthy nutrition choices on the go. On behalf of Quesada, Kathleen makes appearances on Toronto's Breakfast Television. Her monthly Trotter's Tips can be found in Quesada stores across Canada. And she is also the author of Finding Your Fit. So super excited to have her on board today for this interview. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
So, hello everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and as you know, I normally have Laura Jackson here with me, but today I have a special guest, and this is Kathleen Trotter. So, hi, Kathleen.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm in Banff, and it's just a glorious, wonderful experience. So, and I get to speak to you, so my day couldn't be better.
Amazing. And just, we were just chatting right before we went live here, but why don't you tell everyone what you're doing in Banff, because I think it's amazing.
Well, I'm here doing a half marathon, which was amazing, but more importantly, I'm here with my best friend, Emily, and we actually decided when we graduated from high school that we would go on one trip a year to make sure we stayed connected, and we've done that for, this is our 16th trip. So, you know, she's married now. I have a long-term partner. So sometimes during the year, we don't always see each other, but this way we're one time a year for like 3 to 5 days. We have one-on-one time and she's just amazing. You know, she watches me do the race. She cheers me on. Today we're going to go for a hike in Lake Louise. I think so much of living a healthy lifestyle is connected to your social being and who you surround yourself with and being active with people that you love and also just finding joy in everything that you do, right? So for me, the joy of running that half marathon and looking at the beautiful landscape and then the joy of seeing my friend cheer me on. Like, there's just nothing better than that.
Yeah, no, that's so great. And we're going to actually dive into all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm excited about. So for everyone who's listening or watching, we're going to be talking with Kathleen today just about, we're really going to focus on like our four healthy principles of living La Vida Fit Chick, because these are principles that we put together as part of Fit Chick. So our four healthy principles are that you move every day for 30 to 60 minutes, that you eat real whole foods made with love, that you give yourself love, and then you spread the healthy love. And the reason why I want to talk to Kathleen about this so much is because we basically are like on the exact same page with all of these things. And that excites me because I find oftentimes in this industry, in the health and fitness industry, there's, you know, a focus really heavily on just one side of it, or, you know, there's so much stress and anxiety that comes along with like working out, like it has to be a certain thing. It has to be a certain way, or your nutrition has to follow these exact parameters. And so I think, you know, when we go through this today and we talk about all the pieces and how they all come together really nicely, from our perspective as well as yours, I think it's just going to be great info for everyone. So why don't we dive right in and have you tell us a little bit about. So our first principle is we say it's to move every day for 30 to 60 minutes. And so
from your perspective, Kathleen, what do you, with your clients or, you know, with your friends, your family, with yourself even, what is sort of that principle that you like to follow when it comes to fitness, and how do you incorporate that into your everyday life?
Well, there's a couple different things. First of all, it's a mindset change. So it's not a, oh, will I work out, but it's a when will I work out. So you shift that to it's a non-negotiable to be active every day. Mm-hmm. And from there, you say to yourself, you have positive self-dialogue where you say, you know what, I'm always going to feel better after I've worked out. And I say that to myself, Kathleen, the worse your mood, the more important your workout. And then it's just about finding ways to pepper that movement into your daily life and getting away from that exercise has to equal the gym and exercise has to equal an hour run or an hour, you know, soccer game or something really intense. My book is called Finding Your Fit, and it's about finding your unique recipe for success. So if you're somebody who loves to run, like I love to run, so I'll go out for an hour run. But, you know, my mom loves to garden. She loves to walk the dog. My dad loves to play hockey. So those are all great ways to be active. And if we can get away from that sort of cookie cutter idea that everybody has to be active in the same way, then being active is so much more approachable and it's less overwhelming. And it also, again, it's connected to that idea of joy. Like if you just find things that you like, you're going to be more likely to actually do it, right? So I use what's called the 10-minute rule with my clients, which is my go-to sort of internal talk. When I don't want to work out, I say, Kathleen, you have to make yourself do something for at least 10 minutes. And the thing is if you stop after 10 minutes, fine, at least you've done 10 minutes. But normally, 9 times out of 10, once you get to 10 minutes, you do 20. And then once you get to 20, you do 30. Like I hardly ever stop, maybe twice in my entire life. And that's because I actually felt like I probably was getting sick or something like that, right? But the thing is even if 2 or 3 bouts of 10 minutes over the day, that adds up. So yeah, it's really about just something is always better than nothing. And we get into these really false choices with fitness and health. It's like, well, either I go to the gym for an hour or I sit on the sofa and do nothing. Or either I eat perfectly all day or I eat 5 pieces of cake. And, you know, I always say to my clients, like, you know, 0 workouts is not the same as a half an hour workout. 1 piece of cake is not the same as 3 pieces of cake. 1 bottle of wine is not the same as having like a small little bit of wine. Like you can have moderate, healthy choices and feel good about those things. You don't have to let something snowball. It doesn't have to be like, well, I didn't go to the gym on Monday, so I might as well not go for the rest of the week, right? So it's that something is always better than nothing. Yeah, getting away from false choices and just knowing that your future self is going to be happier if you move.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. And I love what you're saying because I agree with you. I think we do fall victim to the idea of like all or nothing mentality.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if I already eat that today, then I may as well just like the whole day is ruined.
Yeah, you snowball and it's just not helpful. And the thing is it doesn't matter what is best for your sister or your brother or your favorite celebrity. Like they might love, you know, CrossFit or they might love Zumba. But if you hate Zumba or you hate CrossFit, you're not going to do it. So it's again, it's getting away from that cookie cutter idea and find what works for you. Find your bliss. Find what you're going to do long term. You know, and try different things. So maybe today you like yoga and then tomorrow, you know, in a year from now, you'll be more into running and that's fine. It can change. It can evolve as long as you say it's a non-negotiable.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And I threw my hands up when you said that because I'm like, yes.
Yes,
like,
I know.
Yes, that's amazing. Because I hear so many people and so many clients and so many friends, et cetera, that'll say to me like, oh, I'm going to go for a run. I hate running. And I'm like, why are you going for a run?
Yeah.
Find something that you love. And yes, it might be hard, but it's still something that you enjoy, right?
You have to
find that balance or else it's going to feel like punishment. It's going to feel like you're punishing your body or punishing yourself or that it's like a scheduled thing that you don't really want to do versus if you actually enjoy it, you're like, okay, cool.
Or at least if you don't enjoy it, at least you understand why you're doing it. So for example, I'll use me for example. I don't love strength training. I like it, but I don't love it. I love running more. Like I love running. But if I only run, I know I'll injure myself and then I won't be able to run.
Right.
So I make myself strength training. I don't dislike strength training, but it's not my, like there's some people where strength training is their like bliss. They love that feeling of pumping iron. So I'm like, okay, Kathleen, you have to make yourself do this because it will allow you to do your bliss for the rest of your life. So a lot of my older clients, you know, they don't love strength training either. But if I say to them, well, if you don't do this, you're not going to be able to get down and off the ground with your grandkids, right? Or my dad, for example, he loves hockey. He doesn't love going to the gym, but I've convinced him that to go and do some Pilates and do some stretching will actually allow him to play hockey. So then he's okay with it. So, yeah. You don't have to love everything, but you at least have to understand why you're doing it and kind of buy into the why.
Yeah, no, and that's perfect. I totally agree with you 100%. And then in terms of like the nutrition side, because we were just touching on that a little bit about the whole idea of, you know, it's like the all or nothing mentality, but it doesn't have to be that way. And so our principle that we like to follow is eat real whole foods made with love.
I love that. Yes.
Say it, we mean it. It's not always possible. We get it. There's going to be times when you're traveling. There's going to be times when you're not in your own setting, et cetera, that you're going to have to like give in to different scenarios. But it doesn't mean that you have to give in to your healthy eating. It just means...
Yeah, you just make the best of what you're given. You know? So, yeah. I mean, the thing with nutrition is the two things from my book that I think are sort of main takeaways is that I ask my readers to look at their WWH of healthy eating, meaning the why, the when, the how, and the where. And the sort of how and the why are two really important things because so many people mindlessly eat or they eat because they're angry or they're sad. So looking at that and, you know, I tell people be mindful of what your choices are and take a pause before you make a choice because often when you don't do that, then it's when you're like, you grab some almonds from your coworker's desk and by the end of the day, you've had like piles of almonds, like 700 calories of almonds or you grab a piece of cake at work and you don't really want it. You don't even really love it, but you're just like, it's there, right? Or you get angry and then so you go and you have some food to make yourself feel better. So understanding why you're eating and how you're eating, if you're eating a lot, like while you're cooking dinner for your family, for example, and then you sit down to dinner and you've already had, already a meal and then you sit down, you have a second meal. So it's that kind of understanding, having the mindfulness and then just knowing that you're eating and you're putting healthy food in your body because you love yourself, not because you're trying to, be a certain size, be skinny. It's you're eating because you love yourself, not because you hate yourself, and your body's not a garbage can, so don't put crap into it, right? Like you want to feel good. Yeah. So it's a privilege to eat healthy food. I think a lot of us get into this mindset of like, oh, it's almost like adolescent rebellion, like we're being told like we should do something. And then as soon as that happens, of course you want to rebel against it. Mm-hmm. But if you could own your choice and say like, no, I'm doing this because I love myself, because I want to be healthy, then it feels powerful. It doesn't feel, you don't feel like you're being suffocated into making that choice. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And your principle sort of really works with what I call the Captain Obvious approach to health. Yeah. I think because a lot of people get into the like, oh my God, I have to buy the most recent book. I have to spend all this money. I have to buy protein powders. And I'm like, no, drink more water, eat food that you can pronounce all the ingredients, vegetables, fruit, understand why you're eating, mm-hmm. Put your fork and knife down between bites, take a pause, be mindful, all those things that seem really simple. But they actually really do add up if you do them. People sort of think because they're free and they're simple that they're not really that worthwhile, but they really are the cornerstones of healthy eating and loving yourself.
Definitely. And I can't agree with you more in terms of the idea that healthy eating is a privilege. And I think that oftentimes we see it as a punishment. Because we've tied the idea of healthy eating to dieting.
Yes, of deprivation.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's like, oh, I have to give up donuts or I have to give up this or I have to give up that. And I love it so much. But, if you do become mindful of it and you recognize that like when you eat certain foods and you start paying attention to the way your body feels and to the way that your mindset is when you're eating it and after how you feel, oftentimes you'll recognize the like distinguishing sort of feelings that you have are very different when you're eating healthier foods. And then therefore maybe it'll become less of a punishment. It'll become, becomes more joyful because you're
absolutely
like, wait, I have energy.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, if I eat something that's like not something I normally eat, I feel bloated. I feel sick. I feel tired. And it even affects my emotional state. So
of
to the
course.
Point, like for, there's certain foods, if I eat them for 2 to 3 days after, I actually feel like depressed. Like it's so bizarre, but I've recognized it, but I've taken the time to really pay attention to what goes into my body. And I think that that's really what it boils down to as well, is being really mindful of how you're feeling and sort of taking note, like taking mental note of like, how is this affecting me? Because oftentimes we don't even know that something is affecting you until you really start paying close attention to what's really happening in your body.
Absolutely. When I tell my clients, it doesn't mean that you can't ever, indulge, but I call it my love it rule, right? So just don't indulge mindlessly on stuff that you don't even like. So pick something you love and pick something that's high quality and have a small portion of it, right? And again, it goes back to what we were talking about before, that one small piece of dark chocolate is not the same as the entire bar of dark chocolate, or one small piece of dark chocolate is not the same as a dessert from McDonald's, right? Like, you can pick the highest quality, wonderful food that you absolutely love and thoroughly enjoy it, and just have a small portion of it and don't have it every day, right? Yeah. So, you know, I always say to my clients, there's something, I love fudgicles. Now, those are absolutely terrible for me. They're filled with crap that I can't pronounce, right? Yeah. But so I have one fudgicle every 4 or 5 months and I thoroughly enjoy it. And I leave a box of fudgicles at my mom's. So if I want one, I have to go to my mom's. I hang out with her. I have a visit. That's social. That's key. That's important. And I have one and I go home, versus getting a box every week and, you know, indulging in 6 in one sitting, which I have been known to do.
Yeah.
But I have a growth mindset about everything. And so, you know, the couple times I've done that, I'm like, okay, Kathleen, let's learn from that. Let's not do that again. And so now I keep the fudgicles at my mom's house. But the main takeaway is that, like, when I have them, I enjoy one, and I don't go down that shame cycle of like, oh my God, I had one, I'm a terrible person, I might as well have 5 more cookies and, you know, some alcohol and then not do my workout. It's like, no, I had one, I enjoyed it, and now move on. Mm-hmm.
But what do you say then to your clients that, or to anyone listening now that does go down that cycle, like, that's still struggling? Because it's a process, right? And, you know, it's not something that happens overnight. Like, you're not all of a sudden going to be like, okay, you know what, I'm just going to eat this once every month and I'm going to be okay with that. Because it's a process. Or kind of the idea of emotional eating is like a massive undertaking and all of those things. So as we're going through this process and making these changes, what do you say to clients that do sort of, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, like, fall off the bandwagon?
Yeah.
You know, they get down that hole a little.
Of course. I say that that's human and that's okay. And you have to have compassion with yourself. But compassion's not letting yourself off the hook and being like, oh, well, who cares? I messed up. I might as well mess up again. Compassion is learning from your experiences. So I always say to my clients, you fall off the fitness horse, you get back on a more informed rider. And you just aim, as opposed to aiming for perfection, you aim to trend positive. So I've been on this health journey for, I don't know, 18 years. I was a really unhealthy teenager. I was overweight. I hated myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I was tall and awkward. And I didn't go from that awkward teenager to who I am now overnight. It took 17 years. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I'm proud of that. But you can't want to have all new healthy habits yesterday. You have to, as you said, it's a process. Mm-hmm. And you just sort of say, okay, I want to have more healthy habits next month than I did last month. And I want, when I fall off the horse, to say to myself, excellent, at least I'm mindful of my choices, because the fact that I know I fell off the horse means that I know I'm being mindful, and then figure out why you fell off the horse. So for example, if you were super hangry and then ate a bunch of bad for you food, okay, well then lesson learned, you have to keep a snack in your purse. If you got really angry and then you ate food, you're like, okay, I need to know that when I get angry, I have to take a pause, and instead of eating food, maybe I go to a boxing class. Mm-hmm. Right? Or you get super anxious. Okay, well, what happens when you're anxious? That's maybe when you eat. Okay, so again, you like say, okay, I'm anxious, I'm going to take a pause, and I'm going to go for a walk, right? So you just sort of have mantras in your head. One of them to me is, I'm not my toxic thought. I'm not my brain propaganda. I can talk myself out of these thoughts, right? And I just take a pause and I say, okay, Kathleen, sure, you want to sleep in and not do your workout, but your future self's not going to be happier if you do that.
Yeah.
And then I get up and I normally work out. But if I sleep in, then I learn from that. And I'm like, okay, so why did I sleep in? Why didn't I do the workout? Right? It's all, it's a growth mindset. It's a process. It's having compassion with yourself, but not conflating compassion with being easy on yourself.
And I think that's a very powerful statement, because I do think that sometimes we think of compassion as like, you know, being almost weak or like letting yourself off the hook, as you said. And it's not that. It's just being kind. And I think, so that actually plays into our next philosophy. And
it's
like, perfect.
Yeah.
So our next philosophy with Living La Vida Fit Chick is the whole idea of giving yourself love.
Yes.
Right? And so we always say, you know, like, it's really like, this is such an important, crucial part of your health and well-being, is to learn to give yourself a little bit more compassion, to be kinder to yourself, to try to avoid the negative self-talk, to look at, you know, instead, like, try to give yourself positive reinforcements, give yourself like a high five, like, just be excited about what it is that you're doing, because like, you are you know, every single thing that you do, you're taking one step closer towards your own personal goals, your own health, et cetera. So be proud of that as opposed to kind of like beating yourself up about where you're not.
And absolutely.
And so, you know, how do you encourage your clients, I guess, to do that mindset shift? Because that's, I think, you know, the nutrition stuff is really tough for a lot of people. The fitness side, I feel like people can kind of somehow get into like a bit of a groove, but I find the mindset thing is what really holds a lot of people back in terms of like actually making the final shift, as opposed like it's their final step to like getting out of it, getting away from the idea that it's a punishment and then instead thinking of it as like a lifestyle.
So absolutely.
What are your recommendations, or what do you do with your clients to make that shift sort of happen?
Well, I'm really big into internal self-talk and just having mantras that you say to yourself. So, you know, I say to myself, this is being healthy and exercising. It's a privilege. It's about self-care. You know, a lot of my clients who are moms and who are about giving to others, I say to them, you can't pour from an empty cup. You are going to be a better, fitter, healthier, more energetic version of yourself if you prioritize what you put into your body, if you prioritize healthy thoughts, if you prioritize motion. Mm-hmm. I also talk to people about the idea of parenting themselves, because I think, especially for parents, but even if you're not a parent, but you take care of an elderly parent, mm-hmm. We're so good at giving others what they need. You know, mothers will always have snacks in their purse for their kid, right? And they will say, like, you know, to their children that they have to get a good night's sleep, but then they don't do those things for them. Yeah. So I say to myself, okay, health is about creating, parenting yourself and creating in yourself your own best, most compassionate friend. And then doing the things that you would for the people that you love, because you love yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's totally hypocritical to say your kid needs sleep or your parent needs sleep, but you don't. Like, so those are things that, you know, you just talk yourself off the ledge. We all have that brain propaganda, the propaganda of I'm not worth it. I've done one bad thing, so I might as well do 10. I need to do everything for everybody else. And I just say to somebody, no, you are worth it. And so, yeah, it's just about having that compassion and knowing that you will be a better version of yourself. And, you know, often I'll be in a fight with, well, not a fight, but let's say a debate with my partner. And I will literally say to him, you know what, let me just go for a walk or a run and let me come back and we'll talk about this again, because I'm always in a better mindset. I have more perspective. I can talk with him when I've had that exercise. And when you can really embrace that movement is mental health and mental health is movement, then it becomes easier to give yourself that self-love of, because it's not selfish to go for a walk. It's not selfish to go for a run. It is your health. It's your long-term well-being, and it will influence and permeate everything else in your life. It'll help your kids. It'll help your partner. It'll help your parents. You know, it'll just make you a happier, more joyful version of you.
Of course. Yeah. No, I mean, being a new mom myself, it's like my priority. Like, of course, my daughter is like number one in my
life. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, if I'm not taking good care of myself and not, like, I know that I'm a better mom when I
yes.
do. I know that. And I can feel the difference in my body. I can feel the difference in my head, like in my emotional state, everything else, you know, my patience, everything is increased as soon as I'm taking care of myself. So it's like, I prioritize that. I make sure to do so. And I really feel like that's an important piece. But I like what you say about parenting yourself, because it's so true. Like, I pay so much attention to every single need that she has.
Yeah.
And for me, it's more like, my sleep patterns may not be the best anymore.
Yeah. Right? Well, I even look at my clients and, you know, they will be so good at over a week scheduling their kids' soccer games and hockey games and all of these things. So,
oh my
of course,
gosh,
their kids get to everything that they're supposed to get to. Mm-hmm. And then they will say to me, oh, but I just didn't have time to work out. And I said, well, but did you schedule yourself in the way that you schedule your kids?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, no. And I'm like, well, then of course you didn't work out. We're all really, really, really busy people. And unless you own your choices and then make a plan and have, like, I always say to my clients, it's preparation, it's preparation, it's preparation. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen, because life will take over. So you have to own that you're worth it and then decide how you're going to make being worth it happen. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, how does that look for you? And maybe it's a walk with your dogs, or maybe it's a CrossFit class. It's going to differ from person to person, but you have to figure it out and then do it. Put action behind your words.
Action. Take action.
Take action. Yeah. It's about, I always say to my clients, it's about creating goals, not wishes. With fitness, we're really good at creating wishes, right? It's like, I'm going to work out next week. I want to be healthier. I want to lose 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. And that's great. You know, sometimes it can start with a wish, but in order for it to be a reality, you have to create really realistic realistic, concrete goals that have measurable actions and that are scheduled in and that have like a time frame for you to create those goals.
Definitely. Yeah, I know. And we actually use that quote too. That's what I'm saying. Like, we have so much crossover.
I know. It's crazy. We're like sisters. It's amazing.
Like fitness sisters. I get it.
I know. I love it.
But no, it's so true, because we say the exact same thing. A goal without a plan is just a wish, period.
Yeah.
And that really is it. And it has to be scheduled. I schedule like almost every moment of my day, right up until my day is done, like right up until about 8 o'clock at night, my whole day is scheduled. It's like, that's...
Yeah. And you can always be flexible. Like once you...
Of course.
Right? But start with the plan that then you can, you know, move around and tweak as...
Oh, sorry, you cut out just a little bit there.
Okay.
That's
okay. Oh, sorry. I just said start with the plan and then you can always tweak as needed.
Perfect. Awesome.
Okay. So I don't know what happened.
And then the last part that we talk about in our Living La Vida Fit Chick philosophy is the whole idea of spreading that healthy love. And because I think that it's really important to think of it outside of just, you know, okay, so you've got your plan, you've got your workout routine down, you're starting to eat healthy and all of those things, but everyone around you is maybe not on the same page, right? And then that can actually lead to a lot of like sabotage, because that, especially if it's like close people, like your partner or your family, et cetera, so that can really kind of like, it can shift what can happen to your future goals as well if you don't have everybody sort of on board. But then at the same time, it's not even just about like setting yourself up for your goals, but it's also the idea that you want to be able to share, you know, in this healthy living lifestyle, and you want other people, like when you start feeling good and you're like, oh my gosh, like, okay, this is working and I'm feeling better and I'm like, you know, really vibing on like eating better is making me a better person, like emotionally, et cetera. You want to share that information with other people because you want them to feel the same way. Or at least you should, right? You want to create this healthier community. So how do you sort of, within your community, how do you do that? Like, because I know that you're so involved with so many different things. But yeah,
it's a complicated answer, because I do agree that I think community is so important. And, you know, we were talking before the show, how I'm here with my friend and, you know, yeah, we're going to go out for a hike in Lake Louise, and she came in and celebrated my half marathon and cheered me on yesterday. So yeah, I think that, you know, having activity that you share with friends and being social is so much a part of wellness and mental health and the whole holistic picture. So I, you know, I always encourage my clients to make dates with friends that are fitness oriented versus just going for coffee, right? Mm-hmm. So, and as you know, you said before the break, you often encourage your clients to offer to babysit so somebody else can go work out. And I think all of those things are wonderful. And but I think it's a delicate balance, because I really, really push that you have to also stay in your own health lane. And that, you know, there's that phrase that information is like, health information is like, health information is like throwing spaghetti to a brick. It's a better one. I can send you the actual link. But basically the idea being that if somebody doesn't want to change, throwing information at them is not going to work. So I'm a big believer of modeling a healthy lifestyle and going in and doing it because you love it. And if you can get others involved and communicate with them, that's great. But not imposing your beliefs on others and letting them come to a place on their own, mm-hmm, right? So it's this delicate balance of supporting and asking how you can support your friends and loved ones, but at the same time, staying in your own lane, because no one is going to change until they're ready to change, right? And no one, mm-hmm, and often, even if it comes from a place of health and wonderful and happiness, if you put too much on others, they feel very criticized until they are ready to make that change. So, so they have to be ready to be part of the process. And that's the tricky part when you're trying to encourage your kids, your partner to exercise. So really the way that I tell my clients to do it the most is just to model healthy behavior. So other people can be like, wow, I want to be energetic like that person. I want to be fit like that person. And then when they say something like, oh, what do? Then you can be like, oh, I do X, Y, and Z. Do you want to come with me? You know, I do a boot camp on Wednesdays. Why don't you come with me? Or I love this healthy quinoa recipe. Let me send it to you. So as soon as they're actively interested, then you're like, yes, 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 I'll give you all the information you want. You know, right. But otherwise you do it for you.
So you're not like the health pusher, right?
It just doesn't work. And in fact, often it creates the opposite. Like if I push too much, people just get their back up and they don't like it.
Yeah.
Health has to be something that you're doing for yourself and you have to decide. Because really, I mean, look at all the information out there that's on how bad smoking is. And like, if it was as simple as knowing what was right and wrong when it came to health, everybody would do it, right? Everybody knows smoking is bad. Everybody knows that chocolate bars and McDonald's are full of crap. Yeah. But health is so much more complicated. It's about your history with your body. It's about your family dynamics. It's about your emotions. Mm-hmm. It's about if you've gotten enough sleep and therefore how your hormones are all balanced. So you can't, I can't ever, I don't ever want to assume that I know somebody else's story or somebody else's choices that they were given. So right. All I can do is model what I do. And then if somebody asks me a question, I answer with love and excitement and joy, and hopefully they want to know the answer.
No, I like that. I mean, we do stress to people that you have to, and we even say this to our trainers, like anyone who's taking our education program. So we run our fitness and nutrition expert certification. And we always tell them one of the most important things that you have to do as a fitness professional is to meet people where they are.
I love that. Yes.
Yeah. And it really is just like what you're just saying, in the sense of if you have someone who's just not there, try not to inundate them. But
Just have compassion for them and open a space for them to ask you questions and show them love, because if they can have more self-worthiness on their end, they probably are going to want to know more information from you. Because often people's disconnection from health and wellness actually comes from a sense of such insecurity that they can't even go there. They can't have that relationship with their body yet.
Of course. No, for sure. And I think too, sort of, you know, it's good to meet people where they are, but then at the same time, what would you then say to someone who is kind of like in a situation where, you know, maybe everyone around them is trying to like kind of sabotage them and sort of put them into a position where it's not the most beneficial for them for their own health? Like, how do you encourage your clients to sort of get through that? Because that happens too. And I've seen that with a lot of clients where, you know, someone at their office will know that they're on this healthier journey and they'll still be like, oh, I brought you, you know, this croissant every morning for breakfast and that kind of thing. How do they do that with kindness still, so that they're not offending someone, but at the same time, they're not allowing this person to kind of step in and sabotage them?
Yeah, you know, I think it just really depends on the situation that they're in. If it's something, a situation like at work where they have to see that person, it's very different than if it's like a mother or a father, or if it's a friend that they don't necessarily have to see every day. So it's about managing the situation, and each one is going to be very different. But, you know, I really do love the phrase, you know, I'm trying to stay in my own health lane. So I will, people will say, I will get clients to say that, but it's more about knowing in advance what you're going to say. So if I had a client who had a situation, we would sit down and we would talk, okay, how can you best manage it? And then they would have a mantra in their head, something like, you know, I am worthy. I love myself enough to not eat that croissant, whatever that person's bringing. And then when the person brings the croissant, just to be open with them and say, listen, I know that you're bringing this because you're trying to be kind, and I really, really appreciate you being kind, but I need you to know that I'm trying to be healthy, and this is, you know, it's not judgment of you. If you want that croissant, have a super, super wonderful time eating it, but I'm going to try to be eating foods that I bring from home.
Right.
You know?
No, and that's a perfect response to it, I think, for sure.
But it's all about having, honestly, everything to do with health and wellness is about having a plan, whether if it's how you connect with a coworker or how you manage family situations. Mm-hmm. It's about having a plan and really hitting that pause button. So don't react to things, have a measured response. So when that person brings you in that croissant, you're just not like, ah, stupid, get that away from me. Why are you trying to self-sabotage me? Like, because so much about them bringing the croissant is about them, not you, right? Mm-hmm. So you just have to take a moment, take a pause, repeat your mantra in your head, and then after you've taken the pause, it's the power of the pause, that moment between the stimulus and the response, that's where you have the most strength in life to put together a really measured response. And then you just sort of say, thank you so much for being so kind to me, but you know what, I'm gonna pass, thank you.
Yeah, I like that, the power of the pause.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so just wrapping up for today, what would you say for anyone who is just starting out on their fitness journey, so they are just beginning in that process, what would be sort of your top number one thing that you would suggest to them in order to either get them started or, you know, get them believing in themselves that they can accomplish whatever their goal is in place?
I would tell them to just start. Don't worry about finding the perfect workout, the best workout, because honestly, the benefits of the best workout are moot if you don't actually do it. And we often get so wrapped up in figuring out the perfect week to start working out and the perfect day to go on a diet that we don't ever do it. That's a really big way we self-sabotage. So I would just say to the person, put on your running shoes, go out and go for a 10-minute walk, and then let that little win spiral into way more little wins, right? And you maybe sit down and brainstorm some things that you can do that week that will make you feel good about yourself. And then every night, sit down and have an inventory of success. What did you do well? What do you want to improve on? Right? But basically just do. Don't think, just do, and stop looking for perfection, and then just embrace that mindset that something daily is always better than nothing.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kathleen, for your time today and for all of your information.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And so why don't you just let our listeners know how they can contact you, as well as find out more information about your book?
Absolutely. So my website is kathleentrotter.com. My book, I have a copy. I don't know if you can see it here. It's Finding Your Fit. Yeah, there you go. Finding Your Fit. And you can get that off of my website, or also off of Amazon or Indigo, Chapters, any of the main booksellers. And I love social media. So it's K Trotter Fitness on Twitter and Kathleen Trotter Fitness on Instagram. And I try to be always approachable and available. So if anybody has any questions, just send me an email. And I always love talking about this kind of stuff.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for your time. And I look forward to connecting again soon.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.